The word archive often triggers images of dusty old storage spaces and damp basements, shelves heaving with dusty forgotten documents. Yet within such repositories, secret treasures often lie concealed. The Nazis were obsessive record keepers. Ironically, of course, such scrupulous attention to bureaucratic detail was very useful to the prosecutors of the Nuremberg trials. About 700 million pages of the Nazis' self-incriminating documents were used in evidence against them. What you'll hear tonight is inspired by an archive of a very different nature. The Edmund S. Muskie Archive at Bates College in Maine, to be precise. The online version of which I happened upon one night. The creator of that archive is retired history professor and author Stephen Hochstadt. In 1989, after hearing stories from his grandmother, Steve, then a young history teacher, began tracking down and interviewing elderly German and Austrian Jews who had something extraordinary in common. They had all evaded the Nazi death camps by escaping from Europe to the one country in the world whose doors were wide open to them. That safe haven was not the United States.